Well, praise God. I'm so thankful to be in his house with you tonight. Doesn't it feel good to be here? Such a sweet spirit in God's house tonight, and I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful. I feel like I'm too short with these black things. I guess I'll stand back up. I'm thankful that God gives us new opportunities to work for him, and I'm thankful that with God we can do hard things. I know that if he can wrap my brain around the sound room, that I can get through this as well. Any of you that maybe feel like there's a new work that you want to do, or maybe you think there's a work that surely I couldn't do it, give it a try, because I'm going to tell you, I bet you could. You know, when the first time that John suggested the sound room, and I thought, well, to be a good saint, I'll give it a go, sure. And the first time he gave me kind of an overview up in the sound room, I thought quite literally I might vomit, and thought, no, I will never, ever, ever be able to do this. It's going to be much, much, much too hard. And then I've been up there training several times now, and Randy's a very good teacher and just very simple and slow with me up there, where I feel like, huh, maybe I can do it. Maybe I am able to do it. So if I can do that, I know that God will get me through this too. We can do hard things with God. And you know, when I was asked if I thought I could teach, really all I've been thinking about is this family of God and what this family of God means to me. And I'm sure, like so many of the rest of you, when COVID hit and we all had to stay home, and I'm probably going to have lots of tears on and off, because when I began to work on this, thinking about this family of God, I really thought that I could just write a love letter to my family of God and just list all of the reasons why I love every one of you and what each and every one of you means to me. Because when COVID hit and I was home by myself, I've got a couple of great dogs, but beyond that, home by myself, and just, I missed you. I missed you. I missed your faces. I missed laughing with you. I missed singing with you. I missed worshiping with you. I missed working side by side with you, from anything to cleaning up in the kitchen to teaching Sunday school to whatever it was. I missed praying with you. I missed all of those things so very much. And so as we've been able to incorporate things back in and back in, I just can't stop thinking about how thankful I am to be a part of a family that is so loving and is so encouraging and is so uplifting and is truly there for each other. And so I wanted to talk a little bit tonight, just share together about what it means to be a part of this family of God. And I'm going to talk a little bit, and I'm going to read a few scriptures, and then I'm hoping that many of you will want to share what this family of God means to you, or a specific time that someone in this family was there for you, did something for you they didn't have to do, had your back, helped you out of something, just, you know, did something for you, were there for you. I'm hoping that many of you are going to want to share those things. And I know that we know, but yet it's good to stop and think about and not take for granted what it is to be in this family. And, you know, I've worked with people before that have said things like, oh yeah, I think I know that person. I think they go to my church. I'm not really sure, but I think we go to church together. And I don't have to think that about any of you. Like, yeah, maybe I've seen her before. I think maybe I go to church with her. We know each other so well. We are truly family that loves each other. We are truly family that is there for each other. We don't have to, yeah, I think maybe she goes to my church, but I haven't ever talked to her before, but I think I've seen her there before. That's not the kind of relationships that we have here. And I'm so thankful for that. You know, I reflect back to when Connor and Gracie turned 16, Devery and I threw a 16th birthday party for them at my house. And we invited the entire church, and I think the entire church came, and my house was filled wall to wall with people that loved those kids, and they were at my house because they loved those children. And how many people in this world can say that they have 30, 40, 50, 60 people that, and more, I mean, are, you know, that truly love them and want the best for them and pray for them and are there for them. And we are so, we are just so privileged. I know I'm thinking back to you know, quarantine, and I had been home and I hadn't seen anybody. And luckily I, you know, got to see my little core of people, but that was all. And I was walking my dogs one day and Kirsten came driving down the road, and I, and this is going to be silly, but she came driving down the road and I was walking my dogs and there was no cars coming, and she stopped her car in the middle of the road and I stopped, and it was like the Holy Ghost leaped inside of me because I was so happy to see a sister in God. And we just sat and waved and blew kisses to each other and had this 30 seconds of like, there's my family and I love her and I've missed her. And we just had this little connection in the street, and then she drove on and I went along my way. But gosh, it really was like the Holy Ghost in me just leapt when I saw her, because there's a member of my family that I haven't got to see. And we are so blessed and privileged in this family. And I just wanted to talk about that for a few minutes. You know, boy, I'm just going to be rambling on here. Let's rein it in. Okay. And I'm using my Bible app on my phone because I already knew that I probably needed glasses, but then working in the sound room and all that print is real tiny. And I realized I for sure need glasses. And then trying to look in like my regular Bible for this was like, no, I won't be able to see any of it. I would have had to like ask Ava to read all my scriptures for me. So I'm going to be reading them on my phone. Hopefully it won't be glitchy. And I wanted to start tonight in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, the heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. So that's what makes us all the family. When we are baptized in his name and we receive that Holy Ghost, we are joint heirs with him, and then we become that family. That's where it starts, that we get to become that family. And I'm so thankful that he set it up that way for us, that then we get to become those heirs and those family members and those brothers and sisters. And you know, Emily and I, there was just my mom and Emily and I, we had a very teeny tiny nucleus family, and it was such a blessing to us to become heirs into this family and have brothers and sisters and moms and dads and aunts and uncles and so many people to care for us. We didn't have any of our own natural family here. We just had the three of us, but it didn't matter because we had all of this family. We had all of you. And I'm so thankful for that. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 5. Boy, I need to talk a lot slower. I'm going to be done in 5 minutes. Let's see. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and several members one of another. So again, we are one body. We are one family. We are one group. That's striving together, that is loving together, that is here for each other. We're many, many members, but we're all one group. We are all one family, and I'm so thankful for that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm going to read verse 26. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Think about how in your life, if there have been times that you were suffering and you had a brother or sister that was willing, to come and suffer with you, that was willing to get down at the altar and suffer with you. There's not many people in this world that you could find that would be willing to suffer with you, that would be willing to sit next to you with their arm around you when you cried or when you needed something or when you were hurting, but they're willing to suffer with you. And in this family, we suffer with each other. We're there for each other. We suffer with each other. But then in the same, this family rejoices with each other. When you have a new baby, this family rejoices together. When something great happens in your life, this family rejoices for you. When you get through that trial or out of that valley, this family rejoices for you. They are there with you. They are happy for you. Again, I think about my children that all the times that they, you know, graduated from high school and all of the family that came and rejoiced with them when they graduated from high school. Somebody gets married, the family comes and rejoices with them. You know, you have an accomplishment and your family rejoices with you. So you have, and it's easy in the world to find people that want to rejoice with you and be there for you in the really super great times, but to find someone that will suffer with you and that will be there for you. And we do that for each other. There's been times when I can think of times of being with Camille and just sobbing on her, where I was afraid of how much mascara I was getting on her suit, as she would hold me as I cried, and she would suffer with me. She was there for me. She because she was my family, she was there for me, and I'm so thankful for that. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Again, along with that suffering, in this church, we bear each other's burdens. When someone's going through a hard time, if someone needs prayer, if someone, you know, whatever it might be that they need, we're there for them. If they need a meal, if they need someone to talk to, if they need someone to help them move, Lord knows moving is a burden. And how often has somebody been there to help you and do what needs to be done? I think of a time when we were moving to a new house, and that can be a burden, and you're stressed and you're tired and there's a lot to do. And we were moving and Sherry and Sue showed up, and I hadn't asked them to do that. I didn't know they were coming, and they came to my house and they cleaned the house we were moving into, and they unpacked things and they put things away, and they worked for hours. And then they went home and they made me dinner and brought me dinner after that as well. They were there when I was having a burden or a need to be there for me and help me through that. And I'm so thankful for that, because again, a lot of times in the world, you're going through a hard spot, you've got a burden, people want to real quick look the other way. I'll be there with you if something really super fun and exciting is going on, but when those hard moments, I might be a little bit busy that day, I might have to bow out that time. But that's not what happens in this family. That's not how this family operates. We're there for each other through those things. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Again, a scripture that we all know well, but this is how you treat your family members. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And I feel like there's no other group of people that I know of anywhere around that loves each other the way that we do. And when you love someone, you put action behind that love. You don't just, well, I sure do love you, but there's action behind that love. Putting that brother or sister ahead of yourself, preferring that brother or sister, fulfilling a need in that brother for that brother or sister. Whatever it is, whatever you can do to show that brother or sister, I love you. You are important to me. You mean something to me, and I love you. There have been times in my life when a brother or a sister did the smallest thing that maybe they didn't realize was so impactful to me, but it made me feel so loved. A time when I was feeling very, very down, and it was I was a difficult place, and I don't know what the sister knew was going on, but she sent me a text and said, I just want you to know that I love you. I love you, and you're a part of this family, and you're important to me, and I love you. And at that exact moment when she sent me that text, that had profound impact on me to know that somebody was thinking about me and that someone loved me and that someone was praying for me. So there's action behind that love. She could have just been thinking that in her head. I sure do love Amy. She sure is a great girl. But she put some action behind that and took the time to just shoot me a little text to let me know that she really loved me and that she was thinking about me. And that meant the world to me. And at that moment, I needed that so very badly. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Again, just another way that God wants us to treat our family. So then, as you have opportunity, let us work that which is good to all men, and especially towards them that are of the household of the faith. So God wants us to do good to each other. And sometimes in families, we all know that can be a little bit tough. Maybe you have someone that your personality doesn't mesh with as well, or maybe we sometimes get a lot of cooks in the kitchen around here, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions. But if you think of that scripture that says, do good towards all men, you put yourself aside. This is my family, and I love them, and I will do good towards them. I know that you have all treated me that way so many times over and over. Another reason why I'm thankful to be a part of this family. Let's see. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11. Wherefore, exhort one another and build each other up, even as also you do. Exhorting one another. In this world, there's so many things that can drag you down or make you feel bad, or you're burned out or you're tired. But in this family, we want to uplift each other and exhort each other and encourage each other and let each other know how important we are. You can do it. I'm here with you. I got your back. You know, just that exhorting one another. I've had so many times when someone has done that for me, when I've been praying, and they just having somebody's hand on your back and knowing they are there with you. They're there because they love you. How exhorting and uplifting that is. Taking that time after you pray to just sit and talk for a few minutes. Just talk for a few minutes with each other. How exhorting and uplifting that is. I am so thankful for that. I would say this last Saturday, that was such a time together of just being uplifted and exhorted with one another. It was a lovely time of fellowship. I got a good chuckle just looking around. We could have gotten all of that work done up there probably in about 90 minutes, but because everybody really likes to fellowship with each other, that it would be work for 5 minutes, and then we're going to talk for 7 minutes, and then I'm going to work for 10 minutes, and then we're going to talk for 12 minutes. But it's because we're a family, and we love each other, and we like to connect with each other, and we like to talk with each other, and we like to have that time to fellowship and to uplift and to exhort and to encourage and to laugh, and because we're a family, and that's what families do. You get together, and you just want to talk and talk and talk, because I kept thinking that, boy, we could have been done. We could have been done and out of here and back home, but we spent so much time just enjoying each other's company, just being together. And especially in this last year, we've had very little opportunities to do that, and it was so great to just be together and be encouraging to each other and be there for each other and, you know, talk about the simple things or tell a story and laugh or, you know, whatever it might be. It was a super great day. What did I just read? Yes, let's see. Hebrews. This is going to be my last scripture. So be thinking. I'm hoping many of you want to share what this family means to you or a specific time that somebody in this family was there for you, encouraged you in some way. I hope everybody's thinking about those things. So let's see. Hebrews 10, chapters 24 and 25. You're seeing I'm having to squint real hard to see the numbers on here, in case you haven't noticed. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day is drawing nigh. And we for sure know the day is drawing nigh, don't we? We do. But forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. We really do ourselves a disservice when there's an opportunity to gather together, whether it be for a church service, whether it be for pastor's cleanup, whether it be, you know, we're cleaning up something in the kitchen or we're working on a project. We do ourselves a disservice when we don't go. That's that time for us to bond. That's that time for us to feel encouraged. That's that time for us to get closer. That's that time for us just to have that sweet fellowship. So we really do ourselves a disservice when we don't take part in all of those opportunities as often as we can. You're not hurting somebody else. Well, no, you actually are. I miss you. I miss you when you're not there. You know, Saturday there was other faces that I was hoping I was going to get to see and get to spend some time with and chit chat with, you know, and everybody, you know, I'm not guilting anybody. Everybody has their own reasons for why for this time or that you can't be there. But, you know, we miss each other when we're not there. We look forward to seeing each other, but you really are doing yourself a disservice because you would have had a chance to bond a little more with your brothers and sisters, to get a little closer to your brothers and sisters, share a little bit of love with each other, share a little bit of joy with each other. So, you know, watch for those opportunities when you can do that, whatever it might be. And I know for a long time we didn't have them, but we do. We have them coming up, and it's going to be great to be able to get back in and do that together. So I know none of this was anything brand new, but I think to just take a few minutes together and really reflect and thank God on how blessed we are that He put us in this family. There's not any other family anywhere that I would rather be a part of. It's this family where I know I love each one of you so very deeply, and I know that you feel the same about me. I have a support system. I have a sense of belonging. I have I know that I matter. I know that I'm important. I'm so, so thankful to be a part of that. And so I want to open it up to you guys now and hope that many of you have something you'd like to share. And I know my sister was going to go first. I'm certain. I knew she would. So I'm let my sister go first. But yes, just whatever thing about this family of God that you want to share. I was going to call on her even if she wasn't going to go first. I knew she would.
This teaching has been, you know, I feel like you're up there giving my testimony and what's on my heart. Really, like, the majority of my identity of who I am is being a member of this family. And when I think about my childhood, I think about my Sunday school teachers, I think about the different ladies that were my big sisters, I think about the mothers of my best friends, how many people in here tonight that I've spent the night at their house and they cooked me breakfast in the morning or took me on a camping trip, or I had such a wonderful childhood where I felt so loved and supported, and so many people sitting in this room tonight invested in me and taught me and raised me, and that is such a blessing. And then my life went in a direction that I didn't guess, and I ended up living in California, and I came back as often as I could, and then when my life took another turn in another direction that I didn't expect to, and I was so broken and needed support so badly, and to be able to come home with me and my girls to this family I can't tell you how supported I was and loved I was. I was able to come home and live with my sister. The first little house that I moved into by myself was recommended to me by a saint. And just like the housewarming party I had, so I could fill my home with what I needed. Just this family has done so much for me. And it's such a point of pride for me to be a part of this wonderful, loving family, that I have such a special bond with each and every person. And just a recent story, within the last month or two, my heart was breaking for someone in the community, my friend who lost her son. And I just had such a heavy heart about it. And I bumped into a couple of my sisters here at the church while I was cleaning. And one sister in particular, who I know is not a big hugger. Whenever I try to hug her, she laughs it off. She jokes. She's not a big hugger when it's about me hugging her. But she could see that I was hurting and said, "You look like you need a hug." And I said, "I do." And she gave me one of those long hugs that you just, it just makes you feel so much better and touched my heart. And while she was hugging me, I was thinking, she's doing this for me. She's putting my needs ahead of her needs because she loves me and she cares about me. And that's what a sister in God is. Amen. And it's being a part of this family is so precious. And now I get the privilege of raising my children here, where they're having that same experience of having those ones they look up to, and Sunday school teachers, and being a part of that family. And it's just, God is such a genius and he's so smart. And with his design of families, he just knew exactly what he was doing. And I'm so, so thankful to him for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Dennis and then Claudette behind him. Oh, Sue. Sorry, I didn't see your hand behind Emily. Sue, then Dennis, then Claudette.
As you were telling your moving story, I actually had a memory that I haven't thought of for many years. It was almost 13 years ago, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to borrow Emily's terminology. My life had taken a turn that I couldn't have expected. And I was moving in from a good-sized house into a house that was half that size. And it was November. And there are brothers here that participated in helping me. But I can't even describe how nasty the weather was at that particular time. It was cold. It was wet. It was snowing. It was raining. It was everything. And there just is no way I could have, not only could I physically have not done it, but I didn't have the wherewithal to even organize the effort. And so I had a brother that stepped in and did that for me, and then just amassed this group of trucks and people, and everybody was so pleasant and so nice, and it was it's an endearing memory for me. I want to thank God for that. And I just also wanted to add to what Amy was talking about, when, you know, missing people when they're not there for a given activity. I have been privileged to teach with some of the most gifted and spiritual people in Sunday school over the course of my 40 plus years, and gotten to know them that, you know, in that work. And I appreciate that about the family of God, that when you are joined together with somebody for God's service, that you get to know them in a way that you wouldn't ordinarily. And I guess one of the things that stuck out to me was when, this is a long time ago, Timmy Meyer was 6 years old, and Tracy and I had six-year-old boys, and we taught in the boiler room of the Sunday school. And everybody knows what the boiler room is like. It's dinky, and six-year-old boys, and it was great, and it was pandemonium at times. And it's such a privilege. You get to know somebody in a way that you wouldn't ordinarily. And then Sherry, many, many years ago, we started working on the ladies group together, and we're joined at the hip to this day, because that's how you get to know people, as you work together in God. And I want to thank God for those all of those memories and all of those friendships.
Amen. I wish the camera could move around so it wasn't just going to be just me while everyone's talking for a real long time.
I have lots of summer neighbors, and I never realized last summer I really got to appreciate that I could have somebody to chat with, and that was obviously because I didn't have all of you. And our Saturday work part, men's work parties, those are lots of fun.
Amen.
Lots of good chat.
It doesn't matter what kind of work we're doing. We have fun when we're together. The fellowship is so great that it doesn't matter if we're cleaning a bathroom, cleaning the kitchen, you know, whatever it is that the men do around here. But we have fun. We have fun when we're together. Claudette.
I really don't even know where to start with what this family has done for me since the moment that I landed here with two kids. I have never done without anything. They've always helped me if I ever had a need, and they always loved my children. I always appreciated that so much, and just everything. I mean, I could tell story after story. You know, I got burned out of an apartment, and people came, you know, at 10 o'clock at night to haul my stuff all out of my apartment so that it wouldn't get so much smoke damage, and on and on. And one of the things I remember that was really amazing was when I was ill and had a heart attack in Anchorage unexpectedly, and was with my husband, and, you know, two saints came there right away to be with him so that, because it was super scary for him. And I always appreciated that God always had my back, with, you know, and worked through the saints of God. And just recently, I was so moved by the funeral that we had for Francis and the love and the care that this family showed in, you know, even in making her casket. I just thought that was the most beautiful outpouring of love to her and her family. It really was very touching to me, the way that that was handled. And, you know, I love this family. And I remember thinking when I was living in the world that there were not people that would really care enough about you to get down and pray for you like that when you were in trouble or you had a need. And I kind of actually had a bad opinion of the world because, and particularly my gender. But to come into a place where women care about each other and Amen. Love each other and really will, you know, do what's needed to be done for them is an amazing thing. And I just want to thank God for the beautiful thing that we do have here. And I think sometimes we might take it for granted, but it is very unique and special.
Amen. And when you have something all of the time, It's easy to take it for granted. And, you know, that's one of the things I think we can look at, if anything is positive out of COVID, is that you can, Sherry, did you want to be next? Sherry Reeves. It really made you appreciate what you have and made you appreciate, you know, who you have and who you love. And, you know, it made you appreciate all of those things.
I mean, like everybody, there's so many things that have happened over the years, but just because of recently, I'm so grateful for this family, for when Ben and Caitlin got married, and you have not that natural family here to help support you to do the things that it takes to do for a wedding, and then to have, it isn't the support that you just show here, but it's how God's love is showing out to those that came to the wedding. My sister showed up, and she came and she helped, and just to feel the love and the support from God's family that they helped put this on without asking for a dime, and they just wanted to do it out of love. And the same thing with Caitlin's family. After they left, they felt reassured and said, I know she's in a place where she's loved, because at first they were very nervous, you know, to come and to have her marrying a young man that they've never met, and, you know, just wanting to be sure. But something that really had stuck out with my sister is a month later, maybe 6 weeks later, her son got married. And it was totally different. You had the whole world, and when we're stepping in, and what we've been taught to do is to reach out and help one another and be there and support them. And when we did that, the natural people were so offended at us. And it just made my sister's heart break, and she just couldn't believe. It just really showed her God's love through our people, and that's what it's about. Is this family is to be able to show forth that love to others out there, and that is why we're such a close-knit family, and I have to thank God for that, because it's not just from that point. I mean, there's been so many things over the years, but because of having a new family and a new baby, and they see all the support from the love that comes from that, and I am just thankful to God how this family has always shown it so that it goes out into this world. Amen. And I love him.
Amen. Is there anybody else that wanted to? Tracy up front here. I appreciate everybody's input. It always blesses me so much to hear what other people have to say or what God has done for others, and I know it blesses you as well.
I'm sitting here thinking as I'm listening to people, and like Claudette and Sherry said, I mean, I could sit here for hours and hours and hours and talk about things, but just a few things. Listening to you tonight, I think about how when I was a new saint in God and ended up being a single mom, and the fact that we were privileged to be able to come live with you and Emily and your mom, and just what a special time that was, and just how sweet you were to both Alana and I, and just how sweet you were to her, and you babysat her while I had to work, and crazy things happened while I was working and you were babysitting, and just God's protective hand with all that. But just the special memories that I have with that, and so many times, like others have said, that you have a burden or whatever, and you feel those hands on your back, and you can just feel that love coming through that prayer that is lifting you up. And I just, you know, I'm thinking about just how we draw so close together, like you and others have said, with all the things that we do for God. And I was thinking about working on floats. And one time we were working on a float at a place where I was living, and it was the Train to Glory, and there was a bunch of us that worked like literally through the night. We stayed up all night long to put together the Train to Glory float, and you know, we were exhausted, but it was great, and it was fun, and it was, you know, amazing to be able to watch that float come down the street, and you know, just how proud you felt for God. Mm-hmm. For that, and I don't know. I mean, I think of, like you said, working in the kitchen, sitting and making crafts and laughing and, you know, getting up early the morning after Thanksgiving for years and, you know, putting the bazaar on, and just how much I love this family and the traditions that we have and all the things that we've always done together that have drawn us closer together, and I just, amen. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. To me.
I know we really could just sit forever, couldn't we? And just, and this memory and that memory and this thing and that thing. I think Tracy said, you know, when you're down praying, and if you have a burden and you're, whatever you're praying about, to have the feeling of having a brother or sister come and lay their hand on you and know that they may have no idea what's going on, but they're there for you, to bear your burden with you, to whether it be to travail with you, grieve with you, rejoice with you, seek God with you, whatever it is, that feeling of somebody putting their hand on you and knowing that they love you and they want what's best for you, and they want you to be as close to God as you can be, and they want God to hear what your prayers are. There's just nothing like that. There's nothing like that feeling. And I know I've testified about it before, but that, you know, for so long when we were here, but we weren't allowed to touch each other. And that was so hard. And the first service, you know, the Spirit of God started to move. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I can't help it. I'm going to do it. And I put my hand on my sister, and that feeling of getting to touch my sister in prayer, I was just, if it wasn't already going, it was just power of God, waterworks. and it made me feel bonded to her immediately. And it was just a beautiful thing. That being able to touch each other in prayer. Shell.
Okay, so I'm going to try not to cry. I was going to say, like, this was a super awesome and amazing teaching. Thank you, Amy. And I mean, like everyone else, I have so many memories and just so much that this family has done. I will say, because you talked about it, because that was one of the things I was thinking of, and I had done a teaching, I forget when it was now, but, you know, I had done a teaching, and it was kind of on COVID and how lonely that was. I mean, kind of just the same thing. And, you know, and thankfully we had our pods or whatever you want to call it, our quarantine. And thankfully, and I'm so thankful to God that we had that, because I too, like, I live by myself. I have a bunny, but, you know, it's not like she talks back to me or anything and stuff. So, you know, just to have this family, and whether it was reaching out via text or other things, I knew that even if we were apart, that I could call on someone, that I could ask for things, and I appreciated that so much. And I will say, yeah, that same thing, like, I knew it was you, and, you know, when you prayed with me, and just how powerful that was, and how much that meant to me, and again, it was like, to realize how much we missed that as a family, that Amen. We didn't get to have that. And then also in terms of like getting together in that fellowship, I mean, I think I've heard it, whether it's over the pulpit or just in different things, but that's where you got to know your brothers and sisters. It wasn't in sitting here, you know, in church per se and things. It was doing the works, because then you're spending that time together, whether you're in the kitchen or quarterly organizers or whatever it was. And I just love that, because you get to know them. Amen. You get to, you know, understand more about them. This family is just so amazing, and I'm so grateful that God brought me here and that he's kept me here. And I could ramble on and on, but yes, this family is amazing, and I appreciate your teaching tonight. Thank you, Amy.
Amen. I feel the same, that I could go on and on and on. Is there anybody else that really wanted to share anything? Anybody? Diane, oh, sorry. I don't know if you heard me, Max. Oh, Megan, okay. After Diane, then Megan.
I could echo so many people here tonight, because there's just been so many times that, you know, a text or a card or a meal has gotten Mark and I through a really lot of stuff, and I'm so, so thankful for that. And it made me thinking of, came to church one night, and I wasn't well enough to get out of the car, but I just knew, it's like I needed prayer. I needed that touch from God. But I remember the feeling when we came around the corner. It was like when you were just starting to be able to come, and it was, the parking lot was just full. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to go in there, but I thought, praise God, look at this. It's because God's people want to be there. Because, you know, before you came up here, it was always go if it's convenient, but you wouldn't miss a game or something, you know, to miss church. And it just made us feel so good, you know, to see that people, God's people, want to be there. They want to gather together, because it's that love.
Amen.
It's that love that's binds us together, and just so thankful for that.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, that's for sure. Megan, yeah?
I am very much a Moses, so bear with me. I've lived my life in a series of planes, basically. From the time I was 16. And every time I moved, it was always for a reason, and I could always see that, and it was always to learn from something. And it, it just got so easy to just pack up and go, to the point where you just stop carrying anything with you. And you don't put a lot of effort into where you go next. I probably move just as much as somebody in the military, but without that reason. And, you know, when you move, you make friends and you meet people and they're nice and they're kind, but when you leave, you're kind of an afterthought. But when I came here in 2017, it was just so strange because everybody was so excited to see each other, even though you get to see each other twice a week. And, you know, when people are happy to see you, it's real here, and they mean Amen. It, and you can see it, and you can tell it in their actions. And when I left, you know, I was gone for 3 years, and I would get messages on Facebook, or people would comment on my post, "We miss you. It's so good to see you post," or, you know, "Thinking of you, praying for you," like they meant it. And people I grew up with in high school wouldn't even, you know, comment or say things such as that. So it was so strange to see that. And then I walk around in a way that, you know, I'm always okay, I'm fine, everything's great, everything's going really well, and it's not. And I don't have to say it, but I already know people are already praying, even they don't know what's going on. And, you know, if you don't let anybody in, then no one can hurt you. If you don't rely on anyone, then you won't ever be disappointed when no one shows up. But it was different being here. So when I came back, it's like I never left.
Amen.
And people were happy to see you. And just when life goes sideways like it did yesterday and you're just blindsided and you feel so alone, you know, and you can't do what you need to do that day, and it just feels impossible, and you feel and you know you're not enough in that moment, but God is. He Amen. Really is. And he puts people there to show up, people that were not planned to be there, but they show up and they help you. And I just know it had to do with people in this church praying for me day in and day out, even Amen. Though I haven't asked for that. And I told my aunt, I said, "I feel like I never left." And, you know, it felt like coming home. And I don't have to, you know, walk around like everything's okay all the time. You know, I can fall apart and no one's going to judge me for it.
Amen.
So it's just really nice to be home.
Amen. We're glad you're home. Amen. We're glad you're here. Praise God. We can wrap it up because it's getting a little long, well, late, not long. This is fabulous. I didn't mean to sound like that. But we, you know, we are part of a blessed and privileged group. And this is a real true love here, because it's God's real true love that we have for each other. Because God wants the best for us, we want the best for each other. Because our God is encouraging and uplifting, we are encouraging and uplifting to each other. Because God bears our burdens and is with us when we travail and lifts us up, we bear each other's burdens and lift each other up and travail with each other. Because our God rejoices with us when we're on a mountaintop, we rejoice with each other when we're on a mountaintop. Because this is God's real, true love that's bonding us together, which is why when Megan came home, it felt like she was home again, and felt like she had never left, because that's the way the real true love of God is. So that's all I had. I just wanted to take a few minutes for us to reflect on how blessed and how privileged we are. And I wanted each one of you to know how much I love you and how important you are to me and how blessed I feel that you are in my life. And I know that we all feel that way about each other. Thank you, everybody that shared tonight. Thank you for your participation. I appreciate it. I know that it blesses others and it blesses God. And thank you so much.